Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like your willpower is on a seesaw, constantly being pulled in different directions? Well, you're not alone. We all struggle with staying disciplined, sticking to our goals, and resisting temptation sometimes. That's why today we're diving into Stoic philosophy and ancient wisdom tradition that can seriously upgrade your self-control game. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, by the way. It's about understanding your emotions, acknowledging them, but not letting them control you. Think of it like this. The thoughts and feelings are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go. They're powerful, but you don't have to be swept away. You can choose how you respond to those waves. Stoicism teaches us how to ride those waves with grace and build a life of purpose and resilience. So, what does this mean in practical terms? Let me share 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate that Stoic self-control superpower. First up, focus on what's within your control. Think of it like this. There are things in life we can control: our thoughts, our actions, our responses, and things we absolutely can't control: the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams. Stoicism encourages us to direct our energy where it matters most, those things we have influence over. Dwelling on what's out of our control just leads to frustration. Instead, channel that energy into making positive changes in your own life. Second, practice mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you're mindful, you're less likely to react impulsively to cravings or temptations. Ever find yourself mindlessly scrolling through social media? Or reaching for another cookie when you're not even hungry? Mindfulness helps us break those autopilot habits and make conscious choices. Third, set clear goals. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living a virtuous life aligned with our values. So, what are your core values? What truly matters to you? Once you know that, set goals that reflect those values. This gives you direction, purpose, and something to strive for. It's like having a roadmap for your life. Fourth, visualize success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals, overcoming challenges, and making disciplined choices. Visualization is a powerful tool. It helps rewire your brain to believe in your abilities and make those desired outcomes more likely. Think of it like training for a marathon. The more you visualize yourself running that race, the better prepared you'll be. And finally, practice gratitude. Stoicism teaches us to appreciate what we have, rather than focusing on what we lack. Cultivating gratitude shifts our mindset from scarcity to abundance. It helps us find contentment in the present moment and resist impulsive desires for things we don't need. Think about all the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your experiences. Taking a moment each day to acknowledge these blessings can make a world of difference. Let me give you a real-world example. Say you want to build a healthy lifestyle, but you struggle with late-night snacking. You know it's not good for you, but those cravings hit hard. Here's where Stoicism comes in. First, focus on what you can control, your choices. You can choose to put healthy snacks within reach and avoid keeping tempting treats around the house. Second, practice mindfulness when those cravings hit. Instead of mindlessly reaching for the bag of chips, acknowledge the feeling of craving and then consciously choose a healthier alternative. Third, visualize yourself successfully resisting the temptation and waking up feeling energized the next morning. By applying these Stoic principles, you can slowly rewire your habits and make lasting changes. It's not about being perfect, it's about making progress each day. So, remember, building self-control is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing those Stoic principles. You got this. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with one final thought. What's one Stoic principle you can implement in your life starting right now? Maybe it's focusing on what you can control or practicing a few minutes of mindfulness each day. No matter what you choose, remember that even small steps can lead to big changes over time. I can't wait to hear about your journey. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep training your mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.